Taylor Swift got a contract to write country songs in Nashville when she was just 14 years old. She released her first album in 2006 at the age of 16, and it became one of the most successful country music debuts in recent memory. Now she's released her second album, Fearless, filled with songs about teenage heartbreak and school romance. But rock critic Ken Tucker says there's music here that will resonate with many adults as well.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping none of those
When it comes to songs about the hopes and desires of a 15-year-old, you get the feeling that no one speaks with more authority and catchy precision than Taylor Swift, for whom 15 was pretty much yesterday. It would usually be a backhanded compliment at best to say that an album sounds like the diary entries of a young girl. But for Swift, it's a measure of her uncanny evocativeness.
I took a chance, I took a shot, and you might think I'm bulletproof, but I'm not. You took a swing, I took it hard, and down here from the ground I see who you are. I'm sick and tired of your attitude. I'm feeling like I don't know you. You tell me that you love me, then cut me down. And I need you like a heartbeat, but you know you gotta be straight. Makes me run for cover when you're around. And here's to you and your temper. Yes, I remember what you said last night. And I know that you see what you're doing to me. Tell me why.
It's not just the words, which of necessity are conversational to the point of barely bothering to rhyme. Swift's overriding goal is to create a feeling of intimacy among her peers, which precludes fancy rhetorical flourishes. But it's also in the music. Her melodies combine country, soft rock, and hard-edged folk to create a fine confessional mode.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time.
That song features a little twang in the vocal and a little fiddle in the instrumental mix, but what it really is a driving pop song about being out of place, of being the second choice to a guy who wants to be with the popular girl instead of Taylor, who's busy identifying herself as a quote-unquote girl in the bleachers. That is to say, an observer, an outsider. If the setup is improbable, I'm reasonably sure a girl with Swift's impish smile was pretty popular even before she got a record contract. The songwriting and vocal performance is all intense ache. And intense ache is one of the best things adolescence has always contributed to modern pop music.
Hey, Steven, I know looks can be deceiving, but I know I saw a light in you. And as we walked, we were talking, I didn't say the things I wanted to. Of all the girls tossing rocks at your window, I'll be the one waiting there even when it's cold. Hey, Steven, boy, you might have me believing I don't always have to be.
One reaction you might have to this country music is to say, is this country music? Yeah, no matter how many millions of albums Taylor Swift sells, and her first one sold 6, no one is going to confuse her with Loretta Lynn or Dolly Parton or even a more pop-oriented country idol of hers, Shania Twain. But then again, how many teenagers are even paying lip service to country music as a vehicle for careful songcraft and impassioned emotionalism? 2 albums in, Taylor Swift is sounding less like a novelty act than like someone who already knows that a lot of us never stop experiencing those feelings of righteous anger, insecurity, and giddiness.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Fearless by Taylor Swift.